A group of architects and urban developers favoring the removal of the elevated portion of Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse is out with a drawing of what the city could look like if the roadway was gone. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
The group Rethink 81 is making the argument that tearing down the elevated highway would make room for economic growth, where currently the roadway creates a gap in economic vitality between downtown and University Hill. The highway bisects those two neighborhoods. Opposing viewpoints, mostly from suburban businesses and elected officials, say the interstate provides needed access to existing businesses and employers and should be rebuilt. Rethink 81 has countered by coming out with concept drawings for what the street-level boulevard could look like. Bob Doucette, a developer, says with the boulevard, dead space and parking lots currently lining the highway could be replaced with buildings.
This is urban land. It should be as dense as it can be.
The drawings show newly constructed buildings along a tree-lined road with bike lanes and pedestrians. Doucette says those buildings will create property taxes and economic growth for the city.
And that's the point. We're going to return this to productive land.
Interstate 81's elevated viaduct has reached the end of its lifespan. Replacing it with a boulevard would mean rerouting interstate traffic to the east of the city. Transportation officials and the community are locked in a lengthy debate about the best way to replace the structure. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.